Hello.
Hey, Chet. This is Dennis over here.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Hey, have you made it back there yet?
Yeah, I'm on my way back to Richie Brothers now. I got waylaid with some other nonsense.
Oh.
But I got the ownership, you know, which was the declaration of my corporation, you know, the seal on it. No, I got that. And then I got a copy of the lease.
And does that just have your name on it, on the ownership? Or does it have Kimberly's?
No,
as well?
No.
Just yours. Okay,
no.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know you're the owner. I just have to prove that to use jack wagons.
I got it.
All right, okay. Cool. And we did miss one page. It's just the ACH page. I don't know that we need the originals, but it's where it lets you pick your payment, whether you want it to come out on the 1st, the 5th, or the 10th. And it asks for the routing number and account number. I would have just filled it out for you and asked you which date, but we have a big industrial printer here, and it just took a dump. Got someone coming out to check it out. But I emailed it to Karen, too. She might be able to just do it for you before you get there or whatever.
I don't care. Whatever day I take possession of the things, I guess. Just let it come out then.
Well, you've already made your first month's and last month's payment, so you won't have to make a payment till next month or probably in the following month, actually. But okay. You just fill that part out when you get there and then throw it in there. That's
okay.
All I need.
Something else I want to ask you, like so there's no early payoff on it. If I sell one of them and want to keep the other one or sell both of them or whatever, I can. There's not an early payoff, right?
You can do that. They're not going to penalize you. They're not going to charge you anything extra to it. I'll try to find on the contract there where it states how that works out. I'll try to look on there. I know it's worded differently every time, so. But
look that over, and the 2,400 and something that I put in there, that goes against the principal, the original principal, so it's just the first and last payment.
Exactly. It's I think if you ever do business again, which hopefully you will, that shouldn't be the case. You shouldn't have to do that.
It's not that unusual to me, I guess. Other than, you know, they should have worded it a little different. You know, this and then 34 payments instead of 36 payments. You know.
No, I agree, yeah. I'm going to ask him about that, too. It is a total of 36 payments altogether, but the term and months, number of monthly payments.
Well, it says 36 payments, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but if you're paying two of them up front, then it should only be 34.
Right. Yeah, I'll double check on that for you, too. I agree with you on that.
Okay, that's fair enough. And,
all
right, let's see, that's... I guess that's all I had. Like I say, I'll be back to Richard Brothers in 10 minutes.
Okay. Emailed you and Karen that page if you want to look at it. You probably have the originals there on you.
I'll have her send you this new stuff I'm sending you to before I send that package in.
Okay.
And then if you don't see any problem with it, I'll just put it all in a package and give it to her because they said the FedEx man comes to them at 3 o'clock. And so... I've got to go to St. Louis anyway, so I'm just going back by there.
Okay, gotcha. All right, that works. We don't need the originals for the other items I requested, but she can just get those over to us, and I'll clear those conditions on my end here.
Okay, and also on the titles, now the way this title thing works in Illinois is Richie Brothers will record that the title is going to me and you're going to be the lien holder. And then I submit them to the state, and then they send them in to you.
Okay.
Because that's the only way I can get license plates on them.
Yeah, I actually sent over a guarantee of title to Karen as well. So she's got, I believe she already sent that back, or it was in the information she'd sent over. The lien holder is going to be Blue Bridge, though. They're actually the ones servicing the loan. So,
that's fine. No matter who it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, Karen said she had to send the title to you. I said, well... The state of Illinois sends the titles, and they'll send them to the lien holder, whoever the lien holder is printed on the title, you know. And so Karen will have to print that on the title for you. And then, called the state, and they said they won't give me license plates without title. They won't even take copies of it, you know.
Oh, wow.
I thought they would take a copy of it, the front and back, but they said it has to be the regular title because they have to surrender the title to the state.
I guess that makes sense. Some people commit fraud and screwed it for everyone, probably.
Well, probably, yeah, over the years, whatever's happened. But, you know, I've done enough of them to know that as long as you're, as long as the title leaves there with you, whoever we want Blue Ridge to be a lien holder, that's who the title will go back to.
And absolutely. Yep.
That's okay with me.
Yeah, and we're able to release the funds without titles because we had them sign a guarantee of title, so we're good to go there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, too. I talked to Arden. He did send me over the insurance info, but only one trailer's on there. I don't know if he told you that or not.
No, he didn't, but I told him there was two of them, clearly.
And I sent him a copy of the... yeah, I wish I had a way to transfer you. We got a new phone system. I can't transfer anymore. But might want to give him a call because the certificate they sent over to us just has the one trailer. I called him and said, hey, he's got two, and I sent him a copy of the title so he could match the VIN numbers, and he said that you only provided one. So, I don't know. I may have miscommunicated.
Well, I'm glad you did, though.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'll send that to him, too.
All right. He's got a copy of the titles, too, so.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Chet.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.